In local news, the Lions Op Shop closed yesterday, Thursday the 20th of June, after being the latest organisation forced out of the CBD by a rent rise, they've described as being very high. This long-time community institution, which the Lions Club uses to fund community grants, was unable to find another location in time and will spend the next few days removing the goods from the shop. They say they'll continue selling second-hand items from their shed near the Backpackers and also at the monthly creative market. They hope to be able to continue to give financial support to community initiatives like the Whangaroa Talent Factory, the youth music event that has this week received $1,800 in funding from the club for their 2024 event. Elsewhere, the Mayor, local councillors and Community Board Chair had a tour of the Raglan Wastewater Plant yesterday. As a source of much controversy for a long time, Watercare, who oversees our three waters, were keen to explain how the system works and also to show the early stages of the work to build a new membrane bioreactor wastewater treatment plant. The plant is expected to be completed by next June and will have capacity for double the current population of Raglan to send their business its way. Once it's up and running, the new plant will treat the wastewater to a standard just short of potable water. And a Watercare manager said that all it would need is chlorination for it to be okay for human consumption. But it's unlikely anyone local is going to want that when our water comes from a pristine spring at the foot of Mount Kareoi. Two Raglan bands will be playing at the Waikato Rock Quest finals this Saturday night at the Clarence Street Theatre. Three members of Wavy State of Mind have already exceeded their performance from last year by making it to the regional finals, while Abstract Fish Lungs, who came second in last year's final, will be looking to go one better and take out the top prize. And if you can't make it to the Rock Quest event, you'll be able to see them at the Yacht Club next weekend as support for Lost Tribe Aotearoa. In local sport, the Whangaroa Whai Wahine are playing away, but the men's football and league teams are at home this weekend. The league team will be playing the HCT Tigers at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the rugby grounds. The Tigers are just a couple of points behind the Whai on the points table, so we're expecting a close match. And on Sunday, the Roosters football team are playing a round of the Scottish Cup. They're playing QTM United, who are from a division below them in the main league. The Roosters need a big win in this and the next game to ensure a good spot in the round of 16, the knockout phase of the Scottish Cup. And the Whangaroa Whai Wahine will be playing Tani Whārau at 2:30 p.m. in Tauamuru on Sunday for their third match of the season. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 21st of May, 2024.